Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on Elthon, ELTHON, Martell, MARTELL, Hercules, HERCULES. Elthon Martell Hercules reports he was injured at work on 125-21, but he was trying to reach a piece of broken pallet when he felt pain in his lower back. Perry is uncertain as to the weight of the pallet. Perry did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation, leading to what he understands to be a final diagnosis of a pinched nerve and herniated disc. Period. He did undergo surgery by Dr. Momi, followed by physical therapy. Perry has completed his course of active treatment. Period. Paragraph. As per his claim petition, he alleges he was moving a pallet and sustained a lumbar strain and strain with L5-S1 herniation and left lumbar radiculopathy. Prior treatment records show he was seen scratched that he had a peer review report performed by Dr. Ahmed, AHMED, relative to epidural block, period. It was noted Mr. Martell Hercules had been working transitional duty and participated in 12 sessions of physical therapy, period. He had an MRI on 3-8-21 that showed an L5-S1 disc herniation, period. He was seen by Dr. Germain, who requested the epidural steroid injection, period. It was concluded this was conditionally recommended as a short-term treatment for lumbar radicular pain, period. New paragraph. On 6-24-22, he was seen by Dr. Momi, M-O-M-I. Perry stated he was unpacking pallets at work on 125-21. Perry, the pallet broke, and he lunged to try to prevent the product from falling off and immediately had left-sided low back pain. Perry, by the next day, his pain began traveling down his leg, and he was unable to function. Perry did physical therapy without relief. Dr. Germain had given him 3 epidural injections with approximately 2 weeks of 100% relief. Period, however, his pain gradually returned. Period. On 1-18-22, Dr. Momi performed left L5-S1 microdiscectomy. Period, he then participated in therapy and work hardening, period. He was pleased with the results of his surgery and progress so far, period. He was going to do a trial of return to work without restrictions, and then return to the office in 3 weeks, period. He has lost weight using a nutritionist, period. He is hoping weight loss will help his lower back issues as well, period. Dr. Momi noted the MRI was done on 10-14-21. And unchanged, relatively unchanged compared to the previous MRI. Period, L5-S2, there was a left paracentral disc herniation with annular tear and displacement of the descending left S1 nerve root. Period, the petitioner followed up with Dr. Momi through 7-29-22. Period. He related the biggest issue was his lower back discomfort after about 7 to 8 hours of work. Pretty takes ibuprofen when he gets home. Period. At that juncture, he was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement and could work with no restrictions. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed a rough texture to his hands bilaterally, but no other bone or soft tissue abnormalities. Paired lower extremities, left hip internal rotation was to 35 degrees. The motion was otherwise full in both lower extremities without crepitus or tenderness. Paired the rest of that is normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He changed position slowly and was able to squat to 60 degrees and rise. Pretty sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 75 degrees. Period. Extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending were accomplished fully without discomfort. Period. There was a 3/4 inch paramedian longitudinal scar on the left, consistent with his surgery, but preserved low daughter curve. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left at 80 degrees. Elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period on the right at 90 degrees. No low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Period. Impressions on 125-21. Alphon Martel Hercules. Tried to prevent a pallet from falling while at work. Period. The next day, he noticed pain in his lower back, followed by pain going down his leg. Period. He apparently was seen at scratch that. He had an MRI that revealed an L5-S1 disc herniation. Period. He saw Maria Long, physician assistant. Period. He did receive epidural injections from Dr. Germain with good but temporary relief. Period. He ultimately underwent microdiscectomy by Dr. Momi. Period. Following this, he had rehabilitation and was able to return to work in a full duty capacity. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found variable but virtually full range of motion about the lumbar spine. Period. Straight leg raise maneuvers were negative for radicular pain below the knee. Period. Neural tension signs were negative. Period. There was a rough texture to his hands, consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities. Period. New paragraph, there is 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. He has achieved an excellent clinical and functional result. Period. End.